The third station. Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Jesus, bowed down under the weight and the length of the unwieldy cross which trailed after him, slowly sets forth on his way amid the mockeries and insults of the crowd. His agony in the garden itself was sufficient to exhaust him, but it was only the first of a multitude of sufferings. He sets off with his whole heart, but his limbs fail him and he falls. Yes, it is as I feared. Jesus, the strong and mighty Lord, has found for the moment our sins stronger than himself. He falls, yet he bore the load for a while. He tottered, but he bore up and walked onwards. What then made him give way? I repeat, it is an intimation and a memory of you, O my soul, of your falling back into mortal sin. I repented of the sins of my youth and went on well for a time, but at length a new temptation came when I was off my guard and I suddenly fell away. Then all my good habits seemed to go at once. They were like a garment which is stripped off. So quickly and utterly did grace depart from me. And at that moment I looked at my Lord, and lo, he had fallen down. And I covered my face with my hands and remained in a state of great confusion.